She had what she called her chiffonier was tall, and it had a marble top, and it dropped down in the center. The sides, it went like in a U at the top, so that there was a low area in the center that had a mirror that was about chest level. And then the two side pieces were small drawers, and they stuck up one drawer height above the dressing area with the mirror, and that was a chiffonier. My grandmother called it chiffonier too, by the way, but she doesn't anymore. I don't know why she changed.
What does she call it now?
A dresser.
Something else that, well, I'm sure you've seen, it's, you could describe it sort of as a portable closet.
Oh, a wardrobe or an armoire.
What's the difference?
None. An armoire is a fancier French name for a wardrobe.
Which would you probably call it?
I'd probably call it an armoire.
Did it have a place for hanging clothes and then shelves?
Some do. Some of them are just like a closet and just open up and have a rod, but many of them were made with double doors, and one door would cover a hanging space and the other door would cover either a lot of drawers or a lot of shelves.
Any other name for that?
Well, the one that had both the hanging and the drawers used to be called a chiffer robe.
Is that a term that you use?
No, and I've never seen it used since I have been grown, except for the ones they sell for babies. And for some reason, baby furniture stores will sell this piece of furniture with a hanging space or an open space sometimes on one side and drawers on the other side, and they'll call that a chiffer robe. But I've never heard people use it in conversation.
What general term do you have for all the things in the house?
Furniture?
Do you ever use a word like plunder or house fixings?
Never. No. House fixings I've heard, and that's color. I've never heard a white person say house fixings.
What would you have, well, you wouldn't have in your house here, but somebody would have something on rollers that they pull down to keep down over the windows, pull down.
Oh, shades?
Huh?
Window shades or okay. Shades. We used to have shades.
Solid material.
Right.
And the covering on the house is called the...
You mean on the outside?
Yeah.
Well.
On the top of the house.
The roof?
And things along the edge to carry the water off.
The gutters under the eaves? The eaves are underneath where the roof sticks out over beyond the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the gutters go along the edge of the roof to the corner where there is a downspout.
Mm-hmm. Is the gutter, is it built in or is it hung from the roof?
It's hung, and it's usually metal. It's usually galvanized iron. You have to paint them, and they are a pain in the neck to paint.
Did you ever see an old-fashioned country type of house? If you had a house in an L, the low place for the roof would join.
The valley?
Okay. Where did you see houses like that?
We had a house that had valleys in it where the roofs came up to different peaks where one wing of the house would meet another wing of the house. Where they came together was the valley.
Oh, that house that you...
The house on Timber Hill. The house my parents live in has a virtually flat roof. It's a composition roof. But we had shingles.
What about on the outside of the house? Sometimes they have a... Well, you could call it... There's something called shingles for the outside, but then there's also long boards that last...
Clapboards.
Huh?
Clapboards.
Any other name?
Ooh, no.
Is clapboards a common word around here?
I don't... I think it is.
What about weatherboard?
Never heard that, no. No, a clapboard house would be one that has long pieces of wood that overlap each other. Or they're also board and batten houses, and those go up and down and have little pieces, little tiny battens that cover the joins of the planks. And they're shakes and shingles.
Shakes?
Yeah, cedar shakes.
Mm-hmm.